As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s EPA and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including soft gels, liquid, and enteric-coated options in a variety of potencies. Vital Nutrients even offers a high-performance and nutrient-dense vegan omega supplement option. Vital Nutrients' line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are held to the most rigorous quality standards in the industry, ensuring maximum freshness, purity, and potency. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, call 888-328-9992. That's 888-328-9992. Or go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. It's an opportunity for you to call in with your questions. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got lots to talk about this hour. We're going to get to the negative effects of SSRI medications on sexual dysfunction. And this is in light of a recent study that suggests that the notion that we're suffering from chemical imbalances that these drugs fix, well, that notion was dispelled in a recent big study out of the University of London. 877-726-8255, our number. And if you've been looking at the news lately, you'll see that vitamin D is now in the crosshairs as a result of a study in the New England Journal of Medicine. And the big headline in New York Times, which kind of sets the narrative that a lot of the media emulates, the headline is, "Study finds another condition that vitamin D pills don't help." And they're focusing on osteoporosis. And this is an example of one of the worst journalistic malpractice cases that I've ever encountered, as well as a true medical malpractice case, because I'm going to share with you the conclusions that are published in the prestigious New England Journal of Medicine about whether people should take vitamin D or whether we should even test people for vitamin D. And let's go back to the role of vitamin D, because long before it was discovered that vitamin D could be helpful for autoimmunity, vitamin D could be helpful for immunity. There's a headline here from Jerusalem Post, July 25th. That's pretty recent, a few days ago. "Vitamin D supplements can help protect patients with the new COVID-19 strain. The probability of death was found to be higher by as much as 50% in COVID patients with severe vitamin D deficiency, while this probability fell to 5% in patients with good levels of the vitamin." And on it goes. Autoimmune conditions like multiple sclerosis, cancers like colon cancer, vitamin D levels appear to be highly correlated with risk. And so there's lots about vitamin D that is in the published literature, literally thousands, tens of thousands of articles about the potential health benefits of vitamin D. But going back to medical school, before we knew about all those ancillary benefits, the simple fact about vitamin D that we learned is that it was essential for bone health. Because what about the disease rickets? Rickets was an epidemic. It was a pandemic in the age of my grandfather. My grandfather was about 5'2". He had bow legs. And this is probably the result of growing up in an urban environment in Warsaw, Poland, when he was a child, not getting enough milk and not getting enough sunlight. and he was probably vitamin D deficient and developed rickets. I mean, he was fine ultimately because he began eating a healthy diet and getting lots of sun, taking vitamins, and ultimately he died at 101. But nonetheless, the salient fact about vitamin D is that it is helpful and essential for normal bone growth and bone health. And so fast forward to a study in the New England Journal of Medicine. The study found that adults over 50 taking 2,000 international units of vitamin D per day for 5.3 years did not enjoy a reduction in fracture risk. And so what's wrong with the study? Well, few of the participants in the study were actually deficient in vitamin D before the study, and the average blood levels of vitamin D attained in the study were just 40, which is considered adequate, but may not be adequate for osteoporosis prevention. Many integrative physicians like myself test patients routinely for vitamin D, and we find that the level that's required for prevention and treatment of osteoporosis is higher, 50, 60, 70, 80 nanograms per milliliter. And to attain such levels, it may require supplementing with more than just 2,000 IUs of vitamin D, 5,000, 8,000, in some cases 10,000, depends on the individual. And that's why testing is important, because, you know, too much vitamin D can be toxic. You don't want to overdose vitamin D. So in this study, they just used vitamin D. They didn't use anything else with the vitamin D. That's the problem with using a solo nutrient without calcium, and most importantly, without vitamin K, because a couple of studies, Japanese study on postmenopausal osteoporosis, they had four groups, one taking vitamin D alone, one taking vitamin K alone, one taking vitamins D and K together, and one group that was a control group taking neither. And the study found that only the group taking vitamin D and K together increased bone mineral density. And then there was a Korean study showing that the addition of vitamin K to vitamin D and calcium supplements increased bone mineral density after 6 months. Notwithstanding, the New England Journal jumped to some really unwarranted conclusions. And this is pretty drastic. Seldom have I read an editorial that is so redolent of bias against nutritional supplements. And I guarantee you, this study is going to be used by insurance companies and Medicare to restrict your access to vitamin D tests. They're looking for opportunities for cost containment. They're okay with expensive new drugs, but too many people, they say, are testing for vitamin D. They say in this editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine, an estimated one-third or more of U.S. adults 60 years of age or older take vitamin D supplements, and that doesn't even include those who take multivitamins or other compounds containing vitamin D. This study shows that vitamin supplements do not have important health benefits in the general population of older adults, even in those with low vitamin D levels. They say, and here's where they start to target vitamin D tests, more than 10 million 25-hydroxy vitamin D tests are performed annually in the United States. There is no justification for measuring 25-hydroxy vitamin D in the general population or treating to a target serum level. In other words, somebody shows up in your office and their level is 17, and then you retest them and you want their level to be 50 or higher. Adding these findings to previous reports from VITAL and other trials showing the lack of an effect for preventing numerous conditions suggests that providers should stop screening for vitamin D levels or recommending vitamin D supplements, and people should stop taking vitamin D supplements to prevent major diseases or extend life. Wow. It's pretty audacious. And, you know, the equivalent would be if a study shows lack of benefit of statins, you know, and it's controversial because in some groups, statins don't make a difference. And based on that study, there would be an editorial in the New England Journal of Medicine. People, we should stop using statin drugs under all and there are places where statin drugs are beneficial and where they are not beneficial. The same thing could happen with vitamin D. In my opinion, the study too short, the study potentially using too little vitamin D, And the experimental subjects in this trial, most of them had pretty decent vitamin D to begin with. So hiking it up further made no difference. The study looked at a generally healthy population who might be expected to suffer fractures only a result of truly significant impact. So what you got to do, if you really want to look at osteoporosis, this study was not designed to look at osteoporosis, by the way. It's just an ancillary finding. You need to look at people who have very low bone density or have suffered a previous fracture to see if the vitamin D reduced their risk going forward. That would be the study to either vindicate or eliminate the possibility that vitamin D makes a difference for osteoporosis. But based on these hasty conclusions, they now tell people don't even bother testing and don't take any vitamin D anymore, which is a tremendous disservice to the populace. And those conclusions parroted faithfully in the New York Times by health reporter Gina Colata. She's 74 years old. She's always been beating the drum against supplements, believes in exercise, talks about healthy diet, which in her mind is a low-fat diet. But that's who they entrust health reporting to at the very influential New York Times. And they quote a doctor here saying, I don't believe you should do anything about vitamin D. Stop taking it. Don't bother. Really, really bad messaging that's going to undermine the health of tens of millions of Americans. 877-726-8255, our number. You can call in with questions or comments. Say you want to keep taking your vitamin D. We'd like to hear from you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce the Plus CBD Relief line of soft gels. Plus CBD Relief is the ideal way to help promote a healthy inflammatory response. Plus CBD Relief is doctor-formulated with recovery-supporting ingredients, including CBD, CBDA, and Levigin plus PEA. Relief soft gels help address minor everyday soreness, support joint function, and encourage recovery following strenuous activity. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, and with a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's Relief Soft Gels.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And remember, although we're getting lots of live calls today, that number available to you 24/7, 365. So you can call, say, on a Wednesday night, a question occurs to you. Maybe you just came back from your doctor and you want a second opinion. 877-726-8255. Record your question and we'll take it up on a future edition of Intelligent Medicine. But we've got a live caller, Nancy. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Recently, I was diagnosed with Barrett's esophagus and a Schottsy, I call it a Schottsy ring. My only symptom was I could not swallow. So I had trouble swallowing for a long time, ordered an endoscopy, and found that and had to dilate me.
Okay, so just excuse me one second. I'll let you continue, but I just want to tell what our listeners what's going on here. A Schatzky ring is something that it constricts the esophagus. And it occurs sometimes due to chronic inflammation, and there's a narrowing of the esophagus. And what they do is they go down there with a bougie, they call it, and they, you know, with an endoscope, and they just dilate it. They stretch it out, you know, like a sock. And that is pretty effective at restoring the normal caliber of the food tube, the esophagus. But then they did a biopsy and they found Barrett's esophagus, which is sort of a pre-cancer. It's not cancer, but, you know, somewhat higher risk of cancer with Barrett's. So go ahead.
I had no symptoms other than swallowing. I don't have GERD, never had heartburn, never took a Tums in my life, and wondering how I should deal with it. I've heard food can cause it or make it worse, and then I've also read food has no bearing upon it.
Right.
So, and I'm taking a PPI now daily in the morning.
An acid blocker, which, because when you have Barrett's esophagus, the theory is that the acid splash, whether you sense it or not, whether you have pain, you may have what's called silent GERD, where the acid splash irritates the tissue in the esophagus, and under constant irritation, the cells can change to pre-cancer and then eventually to cancer. That's the theory anyway. So virtually anyone who has been diagnosed with Barrett's esophagus gets a powerful proton pump inhibitor acid blocker. So, all right. So yes, diet does make a difference. And in spite of the fact that you have silent GERD, you may want to be on sort of a GERD diet, which prevents reflux. And generally that's a lower carb diet, less in the way of sugar and refined starch. Protein's okay. Fat, the right kind, is okay from olive oil and from fatty fish or omega-3 fatty acids. Just a question for you is, what, in your understanding, is your risk of developing esophageal cancer because of Barrett's esophagus? What was your takeaway there?
We didn't discuss it per se. My primary, when they saw the diagnosis, said, whoa, you better stay on this. The GI said very rarely, I'd had no dysplasia. Had no, you know, cells.
That's good, because a lot of people come away from a diagnosis with Barrett's esophagus is thinking, oh my God, I've got like a, you know, a 10%, 20% risk of esophageal cancer, which is often fatal. So the actual statistic is you have about less than a 0.2% risk of developing esophageal cancer. Thank goodness. But it's a somewhat higher risk than if you didn't have Barrett's. So you want to address it. So let me tell you what's worked in my experience. We worked with a lot of patients who have Barrett's esophagus. The key nutrients are the following. There's something called DIN, diindole methane, which in studies has been shown to prevent the progression of Barrett's esophagus to dysplasia and then to overt cancer. That is a supplement that's available over the counter. You can take it, and I would recommend that you take a couple a day. Also, take higher doses of folate. Huh? Say what? Also take higher doses of folate, not folic acid, because that's the cheap kind of vitamin B9. Take higher doses of folate, like 5-methylfolate. That is also helpful. And, you know, take a smattering of antioxidants, zinc and selenium, and mixed tocopherols or mixed tocotrienols, vitamin E, and mixed carotenoids. And follow a diet that is rich in healthy plant foods, which have high levels of natural antioxidants, which are protective of the esophagus. And that should help. And you should see reversal within a year or two. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. My
one
pleasure.
Question, Dr. Tomato.
Wait. We got to go to a hard break. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 our number. Remember that number available to you 24/7, 365, so you can record a question anytime you like or call in while we're on the air. Last week, I wrote an article entitled, Should I Take Another Booster? Answering a question that a lot of people have posed. Many of you are in a quandary about whether you should take a third or a fourth shot. And in that article, I think I took a fairly balanced look at the booster question. And it's available to you on our website at drhoffman.com. And also, it can come to you via our newsletter. If you subscribe at drhoffman.com, you'll get our newsletter in your inbox on a weekly basis. And no obligation, it's free, and you can read it, or you can delete it, or whatever. We also use social media to get the word out. And lately, I've been noticing a trend where anytime we talk about anything vaccine-related or COVID-related, the dissemination of that information is throttled down. It's throttled down dramatically. So if I post something about, like, I took a bike ride and I have some pictures, you know, 99 people will like it. But if I write an article about COVID or say something about masks or lockdowns, you know, even sensible opinions that are held by many eminent epidemiologists and scientists, social media, Twitter and Facebook have an algorithm that captures it and then kind of quarantines it so that you don't get the information. And that's kind of frustrating. You always go to drhoffman.com, get all the information you want. So far, they haven't limited my access to the internet. But I'll share with you a comment from one of my followers on Facebook where I posted the article about boosters. And by the way, it's not anti-vax. I'm saying that for populations at risk, high risk, you know, maybe it makes sense to take a third or fourth shot. But for ordinary individuals, I just posted the facts about it, which suggests that the boosters aren't doing such a good job. I mean, that's pretty evident. You know, those of you who've taken a third or fourth shot and have come down with COVID, you can attest to that. So this follower of mine, who actually has been a guest on the program, I'm not going to out her, but she writes, Dr. Hoffman, I shared this, but when I started to share it, Facebook sent me this message. Make sure you're sharing reliable information. Visit the COVID-19 Information Center for reliable vaccine info and resources. Pretty scary. So they have a way of kind of quarantining and shadow banning, if not overtly banning people from Facebook and Twitter. That has happened so far. I still have my privileges. But whenever, you know, post a little something that goes against the prevailing narrative, they just don't want that information to get out there to the general public. It's pretty insidious. 877-726-8255, our number. Here's a message that I think is generally acceptable. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, of course, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. It's kind of like the Swiss Army knife of nutrients, as well as having a positive impact on your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Whatever you need, you'll find there, including soft gels, liquid, and enteric-coated options in a variety of potencies. Vital Nutrients even offers a high-performance and nutrient-dense vegan omega supplement option. Vital Nutrients' line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are held to the most rigorous quality standards in the industry, ensuring maximum freshness, purity, and potency. I use Vital Nutrients myself, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, call 888-328-9992. That's 888-328-9992. Or go to vitalnutrients.co. It's not .com. It's .co. Vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. So let me tell you about a supplement that I'm taking. And they're not a sponsor. So, you know, in the sense that this is free advertising, I'm taking a product from a company called Timeline Nutrition called Urolithin A. The name of the product is MitoPure. Urolithin A is the ingredient in it. And what it is an ultra-pure derivative of pomegranate. And the reason I'm taking it is because there's some good research that suggests that Urolithin A is important for mitochondrial health. And the mitochondria are the name of the game when it comes to aging and energy and performance. And I'm particularly interested in articles that suggest that Urolithin A, and in reputable journals like Nature, top-line journal, that suggests that muscle strength and endurance can be increased with Urolithin A. It's a gut microbiome-derived metabolite that's been demonstrated to improve mitochondrial health by optimizing something called mitophagy, which is a fancy word for the cleanup crew that comes around and gets rid of debris from the high energy processes that occur within your mitochondria. You know, it's sort of like the residue that's left over. And if that accumulates, then your mitochondria become less efficient. That's how they think it works. And in a new study, ancillary benefit, which is great for aging athletes like myself, new study shows MitoPure improves joint health. Investigators isolated cartilage cells from human knee joints of both healthy donors and those with diagnosed osteoarthritis. And then they were treated. And remember, this is a test tube experiment, so it needs to be further confirmed that this is beneficial in live subjects. But proof of principle, mitochondrial health was determined by measures of mitochondrial respiration. And it turns out that the MitoPure led to significant recycling of damaged mitochondria and increased the efficiency of mitochondria to produce energy in these cartilage cells. And in the second phase of the study, they found that there were significant decreases in joint tissue degradation, as evidenced by analysis of knee joint sections. This is in live subjects. A reduction in leg pain and mild anti-inflammatory response. Overall, better joint mitochondrial health with higher rates of mitophagy. So they say that this study, for the first time, shows that Urolithin A can increase mitochondrial health in living joint tissue. And this is important because osteoarthritis is virtually universal, and it's a leading cause of disability. And interferes with exercise, which we know extends longevity and causes a lot of suffering, and the use of medications, which often have harmful side effects. So there you have it. I think a very persuasive case for considering supplementation with Urolithin A. Again, not a sponsor, but something that I take regularly, and I believe that it is beneficial. So when it comes to the theory that low serotonin causes depression, that crashed and burned. And I'll be talking about it in an article that we're publishing in our newsletter next week. There was this idea that if you have depression, it's kind of like, you know, vitamin deficiency or hypothyroidism. All you have to do is take the requisite vitamin and it will fix it. Or in the case of thyroid problems, take thyroid medication, or men with low T can take testosterone. It's kind of like, let's fix it. We'll fix your brain. according to a comprehensive review, and they looked at really hundreds of studies, we found no consistent evidence that there's an association between serotonin and depression. We found no support for the hypothesis that lower serotonin activity or concentrations are responsible for depression. Recent surveys show that 80% or more of the public believe that it's a chemical imbalance in their brains that necessitates a fix with SSRI drugs like Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, and so on. And when it comes to these medications, it'd be one thing if these medications were innocuous. You know, they either work or they don't work. But there's an important article, and it comes to us from Italy. There's an Italian website which talks about PSSD. PSSD, what does it stand for? Post-SSRI sexual dysfunction. And the problem is that it's well known that when you take SSRIs, it decreases your libido, particularly for women. And it makes many women have loss of interest in sexual activity, but also interferes with orgasm, which already is a little tricky for a lot of women. So female sexual dysfunction, big problem. Like erectile dysfunction in men, that's problems with erection. But when with women, there's no erection, but there may be no orgasm. So what they found is that there's a high incidence of sexual side effects in about 1 in 10 users. And what they also discover is that even after cessation of the medication, when you stop, there's a persistence of symptoms, which could go on for months, years, or even be permanent. And these symptoms may include reduction or disappearance of libido, reduction or disappearance of excitatory response, erectile dysfunction in men, but also that plays a role in female sexual arousal, disappearance of morning erections, orgasm disorders, such as lack of orgasm or reduction in the intensity of orgasm, premature or delayed ejaculation, or what's called genital hypoesthesia, which is a reduction in sexual sensations in the genital area. And other symptoms include emotional blunting in some cases, cognitive dysfunction, memory problems. So it'd be one thing, okay, I mean, we'll acknowledge that many people are helped by SSRI medications, but the majority of people are helped only partially and some not at all, with the consequence that they may have real deficits in a very, very important part of their overall well-being, which is in terms of sexual feelings and sexual performance, which can persist even after cessation of these SSRIs. So these drugs are used. I think a statistic is 12% of the population over the age of 18. Many teenagers and children are taking these medications with potentially long-term effects. And that ain't good, especially now that the theory about a chemical imbalance or serotonin insufficiency has been disproven. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavonatrals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But You'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flavonatural's chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavonaturals.com. That's flavonaturals.com. Are you concerned about high blood pressure? Meet Berkeley Life, a supplement that may help maintain better blood flow and a healthier heart. Berkeley Life is scientifically developed to boost nitric oxide, a signaling molecule that helps maintain a healthy cardiovascular system. If you're worried about blood pressure, try Berkeley Life. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman at checkout for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Our number, jot that number down because in the waning moments of the program, not likely you'll get on, but you can record a question during the week anytime you like, and we'll pick that up, and we'll use it in a subsequent broadcast. All right, a couple of weeks ago, I shared with you a very distressing study suggesting that just 7% of American adults had optimal metabolic health. And that kind of relates to their obesity or merely overweight, their blood sugar control, their blood pressure, and their cholesterol numbers. And when it comes to kids, we tend to think of kids as being exempt from that. But the concern is that new study suggests that these kids are auditioning for trouble. U.S. children appear to be failing an important test of their hearts. And the research was performed at the Ann and Robert Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago. It shows that heart health is a concern for many long before adulthood, because fewer than 1/3 of children aged 2 to 19 scored highly on the American Heart Association checklist for ideal cardiovascular fitness. So they did this analysis, and what they found is that only 2.2% of children in the study had optimal heart health. That's tip-top heart health. But when it comes to overall high scores, fewer than 1 in 3, 29%, had high scores, and scores worsened with age. And the 2 to 5 your age group, as might be expected, over half of the children still had good heart health. However, only 1/3 of 6 to 11-year-olds scored highly. Meanwhile, only 14% of adolescents had good heart scores. And the comment here from one of the doctors interviewed about the study, some of our teenagers forget they can drink water when they're thirsty, and it's not necessary to drink sugar-sweetened beverages for thirst. So, yeah, big concern. Another doctor at Mount Sinai Children's Heart Center in New York comments, these youngsters will inevitably encounter the effect of these conditions, coronary artery disease and stroke, at a much earlier adult age. And the concern is the trend is towards increased longevity, but that trend has stopped. And it's not because of COVID. It happened before COVID. And adults are living less long in the United States than previous generations. We kind of peaked a few years back, and now we're going backwards. And this is a very, very dire portent for what's going to happen to our national health and productivity and the impact it'll have on our very expensive medical system. It's a very disturbing study. And we need to start early, early interventions for children, to prevent these problems. All right, talked earlier about the mitochondria, and we mentioned urolithin A, and then of course there's coenzyme Q10, and there's NAD in the form of a product that I like called True Niagen, and magnesium and other nutrients support mitochondrial function. But the premier nutrient for supporting mitochondrial function, in my opinion, is NT factor. And now there's something new about NT factor lipids. They'll improve the absorption of a wide range of nutrients, according to new research, especially those hard-to-absorb nutrients like coenzyme Q10 or curcumin, by more than 200%.
That's what studies say. Like me, you're very particular about the supplements you take, but many of them may be difficult for your body to absorb. So check out NT Factor for the natural energy producing benefits. And now there's another great reason to add NT Factor to your daily regimen. And for a limited time, buy one container of NT Factor Lipids powder. That's the way I like to take it. I add a couple of scoops of powder to a drink or a shake or sprinkle on my food, and you get the benefits of NT Factor. And you can also get their delicious patented energy wafers as a free premium. That's up to a $59.99 value. Get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption benefits of NT Factor by mixing the lipids powder in your morning smoothie or on the go with the convenience of pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored patented energy wafers. Just go to ntfactor.com and get the whole deal. That's ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Special offer, buy the NT Factor Lipids powder and get patented energy wafers free for a limited time. So stock up now. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Great show, as usual. 877-726-8255 to record questions. And follow us on social media. Check out drhoffman.com. Subscribe to our newsletter and download our podcasts. Have yourselves a great weekend.